For many Vermont farmers, the risk of bird flu is especially serious this year. That's amid fears that the virus could spread to dairy cattle in the state. Vermont Public's Lexi Krupp has more from farmers who are changing their practices to protect their animals from the disease.
I started talking to people to, like, I have some younger birds that I'm going to sell.
Earlier this month, Hannah Pierce started making plans to get rid of about 30 chickens she raises for eggs.
Hopefully I'll be able to give most of them away. I might have to cull some.
She runs Hillside Farm in Albany with her dad. Their farm is surrounded by woods. It borders a beaver pond where wild ducks and geese often visit. Most of their business is growing chickens and turkeys for meat. They've always had egg-laying chickens too, but not this year.
They're not enclosed, so there's more chances for wild birds to be interacting with them or their food, or there's just, it seems like an unnecessary risk.
It's a risk because those wild birds could be carrying bird flu. And if just one chicken or turkey on the farm got sick,
we would need to kill all the birds on our farm, which in the middle of the season is like over 2,000 birds.
They get really, really sick. There are high levels of mortality. It's why we do the depopulation technique, is because it is a very aggressive disease in our bird populations.
Dr. Kate Levine is a vet with the Vermont Agency of Agriculture. The virus causing this aggressive disease has actually been around for decades, but a more contagious strain has been spreading in wild birds in North America for the past 3 years, including in Vermont. Two backyard flocks tested positive earlier this winter, and it spread to a bunch of different animals. In the Northeast, seals in Massachusetts, foxes in New York, and a bobcat in Vermont have all died. Across the country, the virus started showing up in dairy cows in the past year. Luckily, in cows, it hasn't been as deadly.
They have milk changes, they have a decreased milk production, they may get fevers and have some mild respiratory signs. Basically, they get the flu.
So far, bird flu hasn't been detected in any cows in Vermont or anywhere in New England. No farm workers or any other Vermonters have gotten sick either. And the state is looking for this virus. Earlier this year, Vermont started testing milk from every grade A dairy farm in the state that sends its milk for pasteurization. Until bird flu is detected on a dairy farm, Dr. Kate Levine says the biggest risk from the virus is probably still to farmers with birds, especially those who raise their animals on pasture. Like Keith Drinkwine, a Flatlander farm in South Starksboro.
At this point, it's a gamble. Like, we're hedging our bets for sure, but it's definitely a roll of the dice.
He's scaling back his meat bird operation this year and raising more egg-laying chickens, partly as a market response. The price of eggs is high, and because his birds are slaughtered and butchered on an outside farm.
All of the uncertainty and the risk factor of transporting birds to another poultry farm for us and for them just doesn't, it seems unnecessary this year.
At Hillside Farm in Albany, they're still planning to raise plenty of meat birds. But this year, they're asking people who have chickens not to visit their farm. They're adding more boot cleaning protocols. And starting in the spring, Hannah will walk her dogs over to the beaver pond every day to chase away the geese. It's a big shift in how she thinks about working with the natural world.
Now it's like that stress of like, okay, we have to actually discourage all those animals from being around. It's like more of a fear of what the harm they could bring.
But they'll take it like farmers, day by day. For Vermont Public, I'm Lexi Krupp.